I'm Tommy Gimler. Giancarlo Stanton won Monday night's home run derby by putting on an epic display of power we haven't seen the likes of since Brigham Young's 52nd wedding night. We'll talk about that more. It's the worst week of sports. Ferberg!
Oh, sorry, I'm playing Pokemon Go.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, it's a duo tonight. A twosome.
That's right. Just you and me,
just
Tommy.
Just straight up normal. Imagine you and me and you in our brand new studio. It's great.
This is awesome. I definitely dig the new spot. This is the first time I've been here before. How long have you been in this place?
6 weeks now.
6 weeks. All right.
And we just signed a lease to extend it at this price. So we'll be here all the way through May of 2018 at the very worst.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Little extension. Little contract extension.
It is. They like us. We like them. Our checks haven't bounced. It's good.
Excellent. Excellent. Perfect. Just the way that we all expect it.
It's amazing how willing people are to just not run a background check and just say, sign here, please, when both you and your wife are white.
Right.
It is unbelievable.
Not even a credit, nothing, not at all.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, so he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even going to run the credit check. You seem like nice people.
Oh,
if you want the place, I'm like, wow. You know, because there are some times where you run around and you're like, you know, God, I wish I was just, you know, somebody else so I could, you know, apply for the McDonald's Minority Scholarship. And then when it comes like to find a place in Playa del Rey, it's like,
right.
I am just fine with who I am.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Works out perfectly.
All right, so tell me about this game, Pokemon Go. It's all the craze right now. I personally enjoy what I have in my Google accounts, and
I got to tell you already, if Nintendo hasn't gone through your Google accounts, Google has definitely gone through your Google accounts.
They've already
given it to the government, so don't even worry about it. The only thing that is completely foolproof is WhatsApp, as we all know. If you'll recall, when the Paris attacks happened, the only thing that's being talked about online was WhatsApp, because WhatsApp was the app that these guys used to communicate. That's the only thing that's still encrypted. And the government was trying to put out stories about WhatsApp being encrypted so that we'd all like be like, oh, they should get access to that too. So that's the only thing. So Google has already given up our shit.
So you're
really
saying
matter.
All the guys at Nintendo have already seen my dick?
Yeah. No, Nintendo hasn't, but everyone who's gone through Google already has.
Betcha,
so
little,
like
little blue
when you
fucker
think
Sonic.
About it, right.
Yeah, I bet you he's seen it.
Yeah, he has definitely. Sonic and Knuckles always. Why do you
those
think they
queers
call?
Over at Sega, I bet you they're looking at it every single day. Hanging right above the middle urinal.
Why do you think his name was Knuckles? That's my only thing I have to say to you. The guy's name was Knuckles for a very good reason. He's gone through your dick pics on Google.
So, I mean, all right, so the whole craze, it's the augmented reality, right? So these
right.
people are walking around their phones. My buddy Joey, I'm outside jumping rope, and my dog's out there, and I see this guy coming up, and he almost runs over this poor young lady who went to Subway to get herself a fine lunch from an artist, artist made her a fine lunch. And all of a sudden, I see this guy on a bike, and I'm like, he almost like hits her, and he has to like kind of go in the grass. I'm like, wow, what an asshole. And as he gets closer, I'm like, that's my buddy Joey. And he's like, sorry, man, I'm playing Pokemon Go.
It's insane. People are not paying attention to like what's right in front of them. My buddy said like he had to wait for a homeless lady to leave her spot so he could go pick up a monster. I was in my – everyone in my office is obsessed
where
with
it. Where was he? At the bus stop?
He was like at a street corner.
Oh.
And he just like – the lady, that's where she was posting up.
Uh-huh.
And he had to wait for her to like finish, like leave for the day. And then, like, for him to claim his monster.
Was she one of those homeless people who pulled out, like, a Chinette dish and, like, took a shit on it and just left it underneath it? That happens.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Like, it happens in L.A. I'm sure it happens
everywhere.
It sounds
like artwork. That sounds like art.
It is. It's a form of, like,
it's
expressionism.
It's, like, China. Like, fine China that they've, like, stolen or picking up somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then fecal matter. Right
yeah, so well, so that's why our listeners come to the Daily Upper Decker. Find us online at dailyupperdecker.com. Also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. Also find us on The Vine. But that's why they come to the Daily Upper Decker, is because now every single time they see a homeless man take a plate out of the trash, they're like, oh, he just found a toilet.
Right. That's what they call on the streets. It's a Daily Upper Decker. That's actually the terminology. Everyone assumes it's actually taking a shit at the top of the toilet, but no, that's just an upper decker. A Daily Upper Decker is taking a shit on fine china and leaving it for someone to find.
Correct. Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, if you live in Hollywood, you live in what, Glendale?
I live in Koreatown.
Koreatown.
Yeah. I work in Glendale.
I'm sure you can see it in Koreatown at certain parts, although I feel like your neighbors are a little too ferocious for homeless people to do something like that. Like they would get, you know, just beaten with a broom and never come back. That's something you can pull that shit in East Hollywood,
right?
And you can pull that up in like West Hollywood too. And people just pull out their cell phones and take pictures of it.
Or
here's another
Pokemon.
Guy. Here's Phil taking another shit. On my China. So
and
that's where my plate went.
Wait for the China to get clean so you can go pick up the Pokemon in that corner.
Correct.
See, it all comes back. It all comes back to Pokemon.
Well,
also, this was the worst part about this thing today is that when someone actually said, asked this question, should I keep this game open when I'm driving? And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, no, you should keep it open when you're driving. And that's how you can
you get
find
to travel
it
so much quicker.
You're looking at your phone. It's like there's laws against that.
Right.
You're not supposed to be on your phone. Everyone, like, four people were in agreement today where I sit.
That yes, keep
it
open.
No, you should definitely, like,
Well, then,
what?
You know, that's almost like that could be, like, my ticket.
Right.
That could be my ticket to, like, millions of dollars because I'll tell you what. If I
get hit by
these dipshits playing Pokemon Go, it's not just the kid. It's Nintendo. It's everyone that you go after because it's like you don't have a function on this game to shut off while somebody's driving.
Right, someone's driving, right.
So, yeah, so you go after them. That could be my ticket. And I'll tell you what, I'm bringing you with me, pal.
Okay, well, listen, we got to read the terms of service and make sure there's nothing in there. Make sure there's no, like, if there isn't language that says, like, turn off while riding in a car, because that'll be their out, even if it's in, like, fine print. I can tell you this as a Jewish person.
I think they'll settle out of court for $400K.
As a Jew, I should really tell you to read the terms of service because, like, that's actually like a Leviticus chapter 3. It's just terms of service. That's just how. Like, that's why it's always so long. Is that it's scriptured? Every sentence starts with "and," you know, and that, like, God is mentioned somewhere. Yahweh, like, that's always like a thing in the terms of service.
And then 3A.
Right. Exactly. It's old Testament stuff right there.
I just found out in my lease today that I don't pay for water. That my landlord takes care of it.
Oh,
so I let him know that we're just gonna leave it on.
I thought pay for water. No.
Well, the last place we were just all in for $2,500.
Okay.
So it was like I didn't really have to care. Here, like, we have to pick up all of our other tabs, like utilities and stuff. I thought water was included.
Utilities,
in that.
Okay.
And then I just gave a fine look at the lease, and I realized I didn't have to pay for water, and I let him know that I will no longer be conserving water.
There you go. It's
on
you, buddy.
I'm not paying for it,
it's on
brushing
you.
My teeth, coming out here, watching the TV. Well,
hot water specifically.
Sure.
It's hot water, you know. Just got to keep it steaming. Got to exfoliate.
Sure. So how long will it be? Will we see this in the game of baseball in the summer of 16? Like Vin Scully announcing, all right, deuces wild, Dodger fans. Gonzalez lifts the ball to right. Harper's playing Pokemon Go and didn't see the ball. Like, will that happen? Will it
a
happen
player?
where you see, like, you look on the bench and, like, there's a player playing Pokemon Go in football, and, like, and he's, like, catching the monster?
Right. Yeah, he's not paying attention. Because they've already said to service people, do not play Pokemon Go on base so that you don't end up in restricted areas.
Okay.
That had to be understood.
Wow.
And then Holocaust museums. You're not allowed to play in Holocaust museums.
Yeah, it's a poor fucker sitting in a corner crying over his Aunt Jude.
The thing is, I find this so odd that, like, after one of the worst weeks in American history, just in terms of violence, we get this rebirth of gaming.
It's bringing everybody together.
Right. You know what happened at the Santa Monica Pier last night or the night before was everyone went there to go get a special character. And when I say everyone, there were hundreds of people gathered with their phones out looking for the same character, and they all worked together to find it. And everyone got him. And it was crazy.
I'll tell you what. I think in Vegas, it was the Japanese were coming in at 17-1 odds to unite Americans.
Right.
How times have changed. Yeah. 70 years. How times have changed. That it's the Japanese uniting Americans. So it's a great distraction. I was already having a conversation. It's a great distraction for what's going on. And that's pretty much what this country's been the last 50 years. What kind of distraction to take away from the real problems?
Right, exactly. And I don't know if that's I really don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, it's bad because we're not paying attention to what's important. But in a way, like, we all kind of need a break from the madness before we go back to it tomorrow. Like, we're going to put the phone down and go back to work, but it's nice to have something to take our minds off it for a minute.
So no disrespect to the deceased, but do you think someone's going to be at Alton Sterling's funeral and, like, playing Pokemon Go?
God.
And it's like, what if it's like, what if some bastard, like, put a monster underneath the coffin or something?
Oh, no, yeah.
Because you know some sick fuck will go up there
the
and try and catch that.
I think
that.
It's a mistake of the game programming. Like, there needs to be restricted areas.
Right.
There needs to be, yeah. So almost the game needs to be programmed for stupid people. Like, you're... the guys who designed the game are obviously smarter than most people. Right. Maybe now it's time to account for how neglectful people might be of the reality where they are. Like you said, like someone was walking over another person today. If they're willing to do that, they're also going to ignore life occurrences
right.
and just the worst kinds of things. I don't know if to that extent. That's a funny joke.
Well, yeah, I think.
But you know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think every company has to do that. Like think about Southwest Airlines. When you fly Southwest right. Airlines, right?
Right.
So you got all of these people, like the high ups who have been in college for so long, they've been working their way up.
Right.
And it's like they have to think about what can we do so the dumbest person out there
right.
can figure this out. And right. I'll tell you what, it's crazy. So it's like it used to be just A, B, and C. Show up and wherever you are in that line. If you're in A, you're gonna be number one. If you're all the way at the end, you're just 60, that's the way it is, right?
Right.
So sooner or later, they're like, hey, how can we make this better and easier? Well, how about A1 through 30 and A31 through 60, and your number's on there? And I still show my parents, and they're like, yeah, I don't get that. I just want to have my seat. And I'm like, Mom, you don't understand. Like, if you're like A20, you get to pick pretty much any seat on right. the plane. They're like,
and can you pay up for that? Can you pay up for that?
You can. You can get, like, business class and stuff like that. Okay. But I'll tell you what. If you're paying like business class like fares of like $750 for a one-way flight on Southwest Airlines,
right.
good fucking riddance. I hope that plane doesn't make it because you're a moron. You are a moron.
You're overpaying for a Southwest all flight right. at that point.
Speaking of distractions, let's talk about sports.
Okay, finally.
Pretty much the worst week in sports.
Right.
So tonight, Wednesday night, is the worst night in sports.
Because there's nothing going on.
That's why they do the ESPYs.
Right. So, well, that's also why the Home Run Derby is always so important, because they re-air the Home Run Derby on ESPN the night after this. Well, I guess not tonight, because it's going to be tomorrow's the ESPYs.
Right.
The ESPYs weren't always in the summertime. They were in different points of the year.
And then someone got wise that
someone
like,
got wise to like, everything's dead. We should make this the awards night for sports.
Because every athlete who matters right. can be there. So because there's nothing going on.
It's on ABC this year, which is also surprising to me. How long has it been on ABC? It was on ESPN for a long
time. ESPN for the longest time,
right?
Yeah.
And then now it's like it's this tentpole event. It became the sports Oscars. Well,
almost, yeah, like the Oscars, the Grammys, right. anything, right? Yeah.
Which is basically all awards. When you really think about it, the Oscars are held to this kind of esteem, but award shows are a television show. They're all television shows.
Well, that's what
really
people want to see. It's like the tabloids. This right. is like live tabloids. Like, this is everybody you're reading about.
Right. All, yeah, all being there. All right. Yeah, the tabloids coming to life with the work that they've
done. It's like, in this seat, here's LeBron James. In the right. seat next to him, Kim Kardashian. In the seat next to her ass. It's like, you know, everybody is there. Everybody that you want to see.
Yeah.
Is
cardboard
there.
Cutouts of her nudes from the, yeah, from the right. day she broke the internet. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, got to sell it.
So as far as baseball goes, very fun weekend. The All-Star game. It's so crazy when you watch the All-Star game now, how many people loathe the All-Star game because of what Bud Selig did. I think it was 2002 at that All-Star game when it was at Miller Park.
Yeah.
So they loathe it now. I feel like they used to love it a lot more when it didn't matter. And now the fact that home field advantage is line, you know, right. on the line, it's right. like, it's stupid. Because you're allowing the fans to choose who has home run or home field advantage
right.
in the World Series, when it used to just come down to the record and it didn't matter.
It used to not come down to the record. It used to just be an alternated thing. American League would have the home field advantage. National would have the home field advantage. And it would alternate based on who had the All-Star game. So if one league had the All-Star game, the other league had the home field advantage in the World Series. And that's how it traded off. It was never about record. And that's where baseball kind of messes up all over the place with its postseason.
That's really the way it was?
That's always the way it was.
I thought Rakish, we might have to find a new intern who will work for Panda Express.
I got to tell you, like, I think that's how it works. Because if you go back and see, in 1996, the Yankees did not have the best record in Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves did.
Okay.
And the Braves had to play Game 1 in New York. And more importantly, they had to play Game 6 in New York, which they lost, and the Yankees won.
Wow. Man, I didn't even know that. That's crazy. In 1996, I was all about tits, though.
90s,
I was really
right.
coming into my own, though. It was like baseball. Like, it was like, you know, tits 80%, baseball 15%, yeah. vagina 5%. I was
right.
still kind of like, you know, concerned about the vagina.
I was 12. I wasn't quite there yet. Give me one more year, and I was right there with you.
Did you watch a home run derby?
I watched as much as I could, yeah. I mean, I was working, and then I got out of it, but...
I was on my neighbor's couch, and then he came home, so I had to get the hell out of there. So I didn't get a chance to see the finals.
I didn't get a chance to see it. Dude, Stanton, unbelievable. This guy is a beast.
61 homers. 39 of them were more than 440 feet away from home plate
when
they landed.
That's insane. The guy is a beast.
Yeah, there were people who were like, you know how normally at the home run derby, like people are there catching it?
Right.
There were people when the ball was coming, it was like, everybody get the hell out of
here. Yeah, no, because he hits it hard. Like before the All-Star break, I remember over the weekend, he hit home runs in four consecutive at-bats. He hit two one day and then two the next. That's a record.
Yeah.
It's four in bats, that's the record. You know, usually like, some guys have done it in a game, which is even more rare. But
I hit Mark Whitten.
Right, yeah. But four home runs and four at-bats is the record. That's like something that no one's ever done five. Like, that's how important
you're cheating
that is
if you got five home runs and four at-bats.
that's
cheating.
I
will argue that to the grave.
Okay, well, listen, I loathe the day that someone crosses you with that math, my friend.
Five home runs and
four at-bats.
So the craziest part about it was just, again, like how far that he was hitting the ball. And I think it was really good for the event.
Yeah.
You know, I think because so many people in years past were just like, I'm done with this. Especially when you had players coming in like Brandon Inge. I was there in 2009 in St. Louis when Brandon Inge hit zero.
And
everyone was like, who the hell is Brandon Inge? In 2011, Ricky Weeks.
Yeah.
If you go to the DUD, dailyupperdecker.com, if you go there right now, the story today is about Ricky Weeks.
Well, they're doing the thing about including people who don't make the All-Star game, because just because they don't make the All-Star game doesn't mean they're not home run threats. Like, Stanton is one of the league leaders in home runs. He just didn't make the All-Star team.
Well, he was pure dog shit for 35, 40 days in there.
Right,
like,
but
really
bad. Think about how hot he was at the beginning of the year for him to still be amongst the league leaders in home runs.
At the end, too, yeah.
Right,
so,
yeah.
At the end, heading into the All-Star.
So, but again, like that's one way that they've done it. But I just like how the home run derby is an example of Major League Baseball tweaking something that they've had this whole time and then playing with the idea to fix it and make it better for like timing baseball. Mm-hmm. The idea of timing baseball would have been shot down 10 years ago. No one's about it. Now we've all can agree that it makes it a better thing.
Right.
And so I think when we all talk about, like, also,
unless you go to the game and you're going there just to get housed.
Maybe.
And then when
so
that game starts flying through, you're like, shit, I've only gotten until the seventh inning. It's already the fifth. I'm on number two.
I'm not saying necessarily controlling baseball games with time, but I think also the purpose of timing the home run derby was to contract the amount of time it took for television.
Right.
Remember, it would take like 4 hours. It was almost like a game. It would be way too long. Now
the only one who had a boner after that was Bob Costas.
Right. So I don't think we should necessarily fix baseball games themselves, although like timing like in between pitches is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I think this goes back to the point that I made at the beginning of the season, that we shore up the number of games in a regular season.
Right.
And we increase the playoffs, and we blow up divisions, and we make it four rounds, and we just like, kind of add a little bit more value by shoring up the whole thing.
What if every night it was the home run derby? 162 games of the home run derby.
Imagine the urgency that it creates. Mm-hmm. Urgency is created by people feeling a little bit more on the gun.
Right.
And when urgency is created, you get like Herculean responses from the best players.
Right. And speaking of not the best players.
Right.
The exact opposite, pretty much. So it got me thinking, like, watching Stanton hit these balls out of the park Monday night was crazy. And it got me thinking about, like, who is pretty much the exact opposite of that. And I remember in 2011, I'm a Brewers fan because I grew up in Milwaukee.
Right.
Ricky Weeks was chosen to participate for the NL team that year. So
why?
It was like NL against the AL, and Prince Fielder was the captain.
Right.
Of the NL squad.
And he got to choose his people.
So he chose his teammate Ricky Weeks because Ricky Weeks is like the godfather of – he's really good friends, Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder. Ricky Weeks is the godfather for one of Prince Fielder's kids. Nappy-ass kids too, man. It's crazy. So they it's like, hey, your dad makes $217 million. Can you buy a fucking haircut, please? Jesus Christ. Anyway, so Ricky Weeks, and it was in Arizona, and that's when Justin Upton was playing there. So the crowd, like, and it was like the local crowd was like, why would you not choose Justin Upton, local boy, local favorite?
Right.
So instead he chooses Ricky Weeks. And did you ever see what happened when
I don't
he
remember what
up
Ricky
there?
Weeks did.
Only time I've ever seen this. Now keep in mind, you get to choose your pitcher. That pitcher is grooving balls at between 50 to 60 miles an hour over the middle of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he like throws one that's a little bit inside or outside or whatever.
Right.
You have plenty of time to hold up your swing.
Right.
Unless you're Ricky Weeks. So Ricky Weeks, first guy steps out there, first pitch comes in, and I remember I'm a Brewers fan. I'm already like regretting. I'm like, why is he out here? He's right. Terrible.
He's not. He should not be in this contest.
Swings and misses.
He swung and missed.
I've never seen it before in my life in the home run derby. A 50 to 60 mile an hour pitch, and he swings and misses.
I want to know how he can live with himself at this point in his life. I want to know like what did make him think to just like not. Like, step out of the batter's box and say, this isn't for me, and then give the bat I'm to done. Justin Upton. That would be kind of, like, interesting showmanship, too. Right. Like, that would have been kind of cool to be like, here, this isn't for me, this is for you. And we just, like, everyone recognizes it. It was done beforehand. That would almost be, like, a little bit of theatrics. He'd swing and miss on
Correct.
Purpose. It'd be a funny joke. And then be like, this isn't, I shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, I'm like the old man in the old Nazi in the Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade. Like, he chose poorly.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And he accepts it. But no, he was there on purpose.
Well, even crazier than that is that Ricky Weeks is still on a major league roster in Arizona, who I'm sure it's no coincidence that they're in last place. Ricky Weeks on a major league roster still.
It's a when does Paul Goldschmidt get traded into whom? To where does he go?
I don't know. You almost need him there for, like, the fan base.
And that's the shame about baseball is that, like, what's baseball, it's cool that superstar players, like, can't really change the dynamic of a team. Every team seems to have a guy that performs above. But, you know, for, like, MVP awards, they always factor in how well the team does, and that's why certain guys lose it at the end of the season.
Right.
It's just, you know, superstar player doesn't really have that much effect on a team. In baseball, like, you know, like best pitcher in the league is Clayton Kershaw.
Mm-hmm.
Over how many years? Not even close to getting to a World Series. Not even close.
Well, that's because he shits the bed once the games really matter.
Right, exactly. But that's superstars don't have that much control over the game.
Well, and you're talking about superstars. So moving on to like the actual All-Star game Tuesday night,
right.
It's pretty crazy in that so many Cubs were voted in. So the fact that the National League lost,
right.
And, you know, the odds-on favorite still to make it to the World Series
no,
are
really?
The Cubs. Yeah.
Against the Giants? The Giants are sick.
Yeah, the Giants had the best record in all of baseball,
the
right?
Giants so, are, I think it could be, I was going to say Rangers, but the Rangers have lost a ton of games recently. So I don't even know who the American League would be going to right now.
Well, pretty much almost everybody on the Cubs roster was an all-star this year.
Right.
So it's on them.
And, that, Chris
and that's
Bryant
the neat part,
was,
actually.
He hit the first home run of the game.
Right. So, yeah, he put him in the lead, and Rizzo had a hit tonight, but, like, Zobrist is at the top of the order. He went 0-2.
Did
Russell's
nothing.
Russell shouldn't even have been an all-star, Addison Russell. But
no.
that's the one neat thing that I'm like, trying to play glass half full.
Right.
You know, so many people, like, you have glass half full and glass half empty.
Right.
When it comes to baseball. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, it seems like everybody on social media, like, their glass fell off the table and shattered into 1,000 people, like, or 1,000 pieces, because they're so upset about, like, the home field advantage. The one thing I can take away from and try and be positive about it is that so many Cubs were in the game tonight.
Right.
That if the Cubs go to the World Series, they're not going to have home field advantage,
they
and
deserve
it's their
it.
Fault.
They deserve it.
And it's their fault.
They deserve
because
it.
Because you were there, you had a chance to do it, and mm-hmm. those players at this point know that, like, hey, we should, you know,
right.
we should really give our best. Same thing if the Giants make it. Johnny Cueto was a pile of dog shit tonight.
Yeah, he was bad.
Yeah, I think he ended up taking the loss in the game.
He did. He gave up the home runs in the fourth inning that made him lose it. Like, Chris Bryant gave him a lead, and he couldn't keep it up.
Oh, did he give up a home run to Perez, too? So it was both
yeah.
to Perez and Hosmer, so his old teammates.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, so Cueto went 1 point, let's see, 1 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, and 2 home runs. So same thing. If the Giants don't make it, that's on your boy.
Yeah. No, Hosmer, I think, hit a 2-run homer, and then a couple batters later, what's his name, hit a solo home run.
Or, yeah, if the Giants make it, I should say.
Right.
If the Giants make it to the World Series, you don't have home field advantage because –
I think it's interesting, more even better, is that the Royals had an influence in the game. The Royals are not contending right now. They're not really in it. I think they're kind of coming up in the wild card, but they don't. The Indians are the hottest team in the American League right now. They're in first place.
Oh, yeah, boy.
But I don't see a
America's really going to love that.
Right. I don't see a coincidence between the Royals performing well tonight and how they possibly could perform the rest of the season.
They've got a couple injuries.
They do, but they have a championship pedigree to them. They just do. Like, they know how to
There's
win.
There's no quit.
Yeah.
It's like if you're up 6-2 going into the ninth inning, there's still that oh shit factor.
Yeah, they have that oh shit factor. They just do it. Like, that's how they won the World Series last year. That's how they went to the World Series the year before. They can do it.
All right, so at this point, who would you think Well, I told you at the Cubs. So we already know that. Yeah, the Cubs are the odds-on favorites. So the Cubs are 4-1 favorites to win the World Series still at this point. Followed by?
The Giants.
5-1.
Okay.
Giants are 5-1. Now, who do you think would be next on that list to win the World Series?
I would go with the Baltimore Orioles.
You know, that's pretty crazy. I would at least for the first half. Like, this is so crazy. I think it's one of the craziest parts about baseball is that it's like, all right, baseball's first half has come to an end, and the majority of the teams have played like 89 games.
Right.
Or something like that. Well, 81 would be the exact
half.
So it's just another one of those things where you're
like, there's so many games. Shore it up, guys. Make it a little bit more interesting. Expand the postseason. Come on, stop dicking us. I know everyone's like, they like how the postseason is exclusive, but I don't like how the top two of the top three teams in the National League played for
one game
for a playoff spot.
Right,
last year.
It's almost like the other 162.
Right, I don't like how that worked. I don't think that makes sense. Divisions don't make any sense. Everyone can travel overnight anywhere. It doesn't make a difference anymore. Let's just blow this shit up.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of baseball's first half here, and you mentioned the Baltimore Orioles, there can only be one Clint Howard Award winner here in the first half of the MLB season in 2016.
What is the Clint Howard Award?
The Clint Howard Award is like, you look at this guy and you're like, boy, I'm not expecting much, but it turns out to be pleasantly amazing.
He kills it in all of his movies.
He's unbelievable. He's a great actor, but you look at him and you're like, you know, you're hiding your kids.
Right.
what is this?
But that's the character that he plays in his movies.
Clint Howard?
Yeah.
Who would have thought, like, you put Clint Howard against, like, next to Ron Howard, and you're like, boy, Ron Howard got all the looks there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, listen, Ron Howard wasn't on Star Trek, and Clint Howard was as a child actor.
Boom.
So, listen, Ron Howard don't have shit on Clint.
Well, so, Clint Howard Award winner, Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Everybody had him finishing last, including our Indian intern, Rakish.
Really?
Yeah, no pitching.
They were good the year before.
They were good, but it was like this year it had seemed like every team had made like the adjustments.
Right, but them. But you cannot also – baseball is the most difficult sport to – that's why data mining is so important for baseball, because it still, in spite of it, is the most difficult to predict.
Right.
It really is.
Well, like, it's a long season.
Right.
One shoulder blows out, and that's your season.
Which, again, I think that I would actually factor even more if they shorten the season. Mm-hmm. Then those injuries really could affect these
even
worse.
If you're just joining us, Daily Upper Decker's finest, Adam Ferberg, would hope that the season gets...
I think they cut off month.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right.
I think I get it.
Cut off an entire month of the season, guys. We expand the playoffs, blow up divisions, 1-8 in each league. Let's make this thing interesting.
All right, the Baltimore Orioles are the third favorite from here on out. 16-1 odds to win the World Series.
I was right. I said the Orioles.
Well, no, but they're the third favorite in the American League.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The favorite in the American League, Texas Rangers, 15-2.
Still, 15-2,
and the Cleveland Indians, 8-1.
They've been on a losing tear in the last week and a half. They've not won shit.
All right. So if you had to pick one team, like, let's cut it off. Like, at the St. Louis Cardinals, it's 35-1. New York Yankees, 50-1. The next team after the Yankees, Arizona Diamondbacks, are 150-1.
Eesh.
And it's like it's such a drop off because these teams are so far out of it now,
right?
That there's just it's baseball doesn't work that way.
Which,
you don't get
again. Listen, even wise guys would love if the competition field was a little bit tighter,
right?
Come on.
So let's say any of these teams that are 50-1 and up,
right?
If you had to put your money on one team. And don't take, like, the Cubs or the Giants because that's not fun.
No,
it's like
going
to the horse races and betting on the horse that has six legs.
Well, again,
of course it's going to win.
Royals? What are the Royals at?
The Royals are at 28-1 right now.
Okay, so where does that put them? In top four or five?
No, that's like the top 12 maybe.
I would take the Royals. That's my long shot. I know it's a top 12.
3 years in
I like – they have a championship pedigree. They have Salvador Perez. They have Eric Hosmer, the MVP of the All-Star game. These guys have played in the playoffs the last 2 years. They do have injuries, but they just have – I think they have what it takes to get there because they still have that bullpen.
Well, I'm going to give you a taste of your Adam Ferberg medicine right here. You want to talk about, like, shortening games and, like, shortening seasons, and that would be good for baseball?
Yeah.
I'll tell you it'll be good for baseball is the Kansas City Royals not being in another fucking World Series. Because you know
no,
who
the Royals
likes,
can be in it as long as they play another
no,
a
you
big
know who
city
likes
team.
The Kansas City Royals outside of Kansas City? Either of them? Kansas City?
Which one?
Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody fucking likes the Kansas City Royals. Nobody wants to see the Kansas City Royals. Nobody wanted to see them in there in 2014. No one wanted to see them in 2015.
Yeah, but they still, like, baseball had its way last year, at least in terms of its first few rounds. Like, think about National League last year was L.A., Chicago, New York.
Right.
It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't.
Right. I mean, you want, like, your epic World Series, obviously, this year would be the Cubs and the Red Sox.
The Cubs and the Red
Poppy's,
Sox.
Poppy's last hurrah. Right. Poppy. And then the Cubs, you know, in their first World Series in,
right.
in you know, God knows how long.
Now, I find it odd that the Texas Rangers sit in one of the biggest television markets. I think it's like Dow's like fifth in the nation in terms of TV markets.
A lot
markets.
Of fucking going on down there.
Yeah, 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 but still.
Condoms? What the hell are those?
But the Giants
You're
also.
You're from there.
Yeah, I'm from Dallas, but the Giants also are in like the sixth or seventh biggest market. And their World Series was very poorly watched. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, if beyond New York, Boston, Chicago, I don't really know what, and L.A.
Why are there so many people down there? Did they not teach you to pull out in high school?
No, well, they teach us that Jesus is against it. And as a Jew, that's
so
why
you gotta
I,
hide all
I
the
know,
evidence inside
I know
your bowl book.
I know how to pull out. As a Jew, right. I know how to pull out. I learned it. That's, again, Leviticus. I think that's Deuteronomy.
Now, I don't want to do
what
it.
That means, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy?
Yeah, that's what she says, Deuteronomy, like the extent on the me. And that's
I don't
know
what she say, but she started making a lot of sense.
Right.
All right, the one team I'm going to go with here before we move on to another sport, because we may have lost like half of our listening audience because we talked about baseball.
Oh,
we had them with Pokemon Go because
right,
it's red
we
hot.
Lost baseball, and then like, if there were any stragglers, just
so half
just,
of our listening audience, just mean, we'd be down to one person right now.
Just straight up religious blasphemy. That's how
so,
we get them back.
So this is who I'm going to go with, and I feel shitty for doing so.
Okay,
The Dodgers are at 20-1.
The Dodgers are ahead of the Royals
at 20-1.
Okay,
but they're red hot right now. They're 11 games over 500. They're 51-40.
Can they catch the Giants?
I honestly don't know if they can, but I'm a huge believer that in today's like back in the day, I don't think like it mattered. Like the commissioners of the sports were just like, hey, our product on the field is so good that we don't need to have stories off of it or leading into it.
No, they need stories off field.
Today's society needs it.
You need
it. Here's a story that I want to see. Vin Scully calling a World Series game in his final year behind the mic. And I think that Major League Baseball will try to make sure that that happens.
If the Dodgers are in the World Series or just any reason.
Just to get like Vin Scully like the last hurrah. It's the same thing with like David Ortiz.
Right.
For whatever reason, nobody gives a shit that David Ortiz failed a drug test in 2003.
Everyone's
nobody
up
gives
on
a
it.
Shit that Bartolo Colon failed a drug
was,
test.
He was suspended.
Like, hey, yeah, hey, you guys needed performance enhancing drugs to be good 13 years ago and 11 years ago, respectively.
Right.
You needed drugs to be good then. So are we supposed to believe that now that you're in your 40s, you don't need them? Like you just figured it out?
Yeah.
But no one cares.
Ortiz is having one of his best seasons, 17, right. 18 years into his career.
And I think that this is something that baseball might want to take notice of. Like these are almost like your PED guinea pigs right here.
Right.
No one cares. Bartolo Colon has become a lovable fat ass.
He
Everybody
hit
loves
a
him.
Home run this year.
Yes.
How is he not it. On something that they just don't test for yet?
When the four letter does like their top 10 moments of the baseball season,
right.
He's going to be in the top 10 moments, right. That home run. And it's like baseball needs to take note.
The four letter is ESPN. Yes. Okay.
So they need like to take that. Note that this is what people want to see. Like they don't care that they were on performance enhancing
no.
drugs. They're
in
lovable
fact,
characters.
I think people secretly like performance-enhancing drugs. I
Fuck
feel
yeah,
like
they do.
98 is steroids incarnate. Barry Bonds in 2001, his World Series performance in 2002, that is steroids come to life, and people loved it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite YouTube videos is Barry Bonds' home run in Game 2 of the World Series because it cuts to Tim Salmon, and you can see him mouth. Directly to the camera, that's the furthest ball I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he cannot believe it. And you see just this big head, this big bobblehead walking around the field. People fucking love that shit, dude. They love it.
There's a couple of, like, bat boys with strings
right.
holding
and
them up.
And for some reason, 3 years later, Congress decided to have their day. They decided to have their grilling of Major League Baseball players. And
probably because Bud Selig wasn't giving them enough cash. I bet you these other leagues just throw him so much cash.
Yeah, you think so? Like, they just need...
It's got to be something that's
more presidents throwing out first pitches, more senators and congress people throwing out first pitches.
I don't know. But for the sake of our audience, we need to move on to other sports. Okay. So, but it's good talk. Good talk. Okay. Baseball had its day. Yeah. This is what happens. Baseball, congratulations. You get your day when it's the worst week right. of the sports year.
Exactly.
It's the worst week. Baseball gets the majority of the talk. All right, let's briefly talk about Tim Duncan, okay. greatest power forward of all time.
Briefly? My gosh, where do we start? The guy is the antithesis of the most, also the most recent
That's
retiree.
A big word. Do we need to define that? Our listeners might not know what that means. That's four syllables.
It's a big word. I'm going to push up my glasses so I could properly explain it to you. Anti, like for most of our listeners, anti-Semitic. Medic, most of you are, or anti-vaxxers. Lots of you are anti-vaxxers. Basically, you know that it means not or no. That's the and then thesis is something that most of you don't know because it was in science class and you were ditching it to shoot heroin. Thesis is like your point of view.
We're talking to you, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
So antithesis is the basically exact opposite of whatever. In this case, Kobe Bryant, 20-year career in the glitzy town, was just a curmudgeon, difficult to get along with, won 5 championships, had an MVP season, was a 2-time finals MVP, All-Star Game MVP, and was once accused of sexually assaulting a girl in Denver, Colorado, which I think if you go to the fine print, he wanted to come on her face and she wasn't so into it and he did it anyway. I think that's kind of what happened.
So yeah, if you, it was actually Eagle, Colorado.
Okay.
Eagle, Colorado. Excuse me. And yes, go to thesmokinggun.com.
Right. That was the details.
To read,
those are the
it's unbelievable.
Details. Nitty gritty details.
Is there a way that we cannot tell my wife about this?
Oh God.
Literally says it.
Were we too loud?
No, I'm talking about, that's what Kobe Bryant said.
Oh my God. Oh God. Cause everything was completely consensual until that moment. Mm-hmm. And then that brings all kinds of questions as to, like, what was okay, what's not okay. We all know that this is not okay.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our Tim Duncan discussion.
Yes, okay. So right. Kobe Bryant, but that's my point. Tim Duncan has nothing like this. He's Mr. Boring, Mr. Fundamental, they call him.
The big fundamental. That's what my wife calls me in the bedroom.
Okay,
just
exactly.
get the job
you
done. Nothing
do it.
Glamorous.
Yeah. No, but you get the job done. Right. Was orgasm achieved? Yes.
Yep.
Did he win 5 championships? Yes. Did he win more MVPs?
Do you still have a pulse? Yes.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Are you okay? Are you good? Everyone's happy. He actually won more MVPs than Kobe Bryant. He won one more. He won two.
Two MVPs?
Yeah. And I think he had one more finals MVPs than Kobe as
5 NBA titles, 2 MVP awards, 19 seasons of postseason basketball, 15 All-Star appearances, 15,091 career rebounds, 6 best all-time, 26,496 career points, 14th best all-time, 3,020 career blocks, 5th best all-time. Let's be honest, Tim Duncan's NBA resume is almost as impressive as Kate Upton's tits.
It really, well.
So I'm were using all those big words, boom.
Kate Upton's tits. I don't know if you've ever seen the show True Detective.
Oh, I know where this is going.
I think
red hair?
Yeah,
the red,
that the red she's, head? Yeah. Kate Upton doesn't do her. Kate Upton is to Kobe Bryant. Whatever her name is, Daddario is to Tim Duncan.
This is worth looking up.
Okay,
I bet you I'm gonna put
I think
in
it's True Alexandra Daddario is her name.
True Detective actress, nude
something Daddario.
Let's see what comes up. It's Alexandra Daddario.
Yes,
Alex. Fine. Tim Duncan, his resume is almost as impressive as Alexandra Daddario's tits.
Right. It's just they're there and they're great.
Beautiful. All right, so I'm gonna ask you a couple of things. Did you read the Daily Upper Decker this week?
I was actually off the grid. I got back to the country yesterday.
Where
so
were
no.
you?
I was on a Disney cruise with my entire family.
That sounds. So, I'm gonna be honest. Awful.
It was. It sounds awful. It was actually I was active the entire time, but it was cool to
Did you get
see
a handy
everybody.
From Minnie?
Yeah, she's great. Mickey threatened to throw me off the boat. He threatened to. He called said that I committed a mutiny. I certainly mutiny it all over.
Oh, that's my girl.
Yeah. She had to change her big fluffy
for
white
gloves. For $25, I'll look the other way.
There's a way to pay yourself out. This is Disney. They market everything.
Well, I'm glad that you were just having a shit time on a Disney cruise. Here we go. It's like you have to like keep your kid on a leash. It sounds like you got to keep your kid on a leash on that thing.
It certainly helps. It certainly helps.
All right. What was – now, when Tim Duncan played his first NBA game, Halloween night, 1997.
Really? That's right. Halloween there was the opening day of that
1997
cut season. Yeah.
What was the number one movie the first night that Tim Duncan played an NBA game?
I'm going to say it was Halloween H2O.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Nice, yeah. Dude. Nice. Okay. I think,
number one
I think
song. Number one
year.
Song. Halloween 1997.
1997. The number one song in America was... I have no clue. I don't remember the stuff very
it
well.
It was like... that was about 2 months after Princess Di was murdered.
Oh, it was Candle in the Wind by Elton John. That's right. She died in 97.
Do you think it'll ever come out that Elton John murdered her just to get, like...
Just to get the song. He hired the photographers. Got to get
mute. Average price for a gallon of gas on Halloween night, 1997.
95 cents.
$1.24.
Wow, okay. So it was... I remember like around the 2000, it was a dollar. But maybe different parts of the country. A
couple of other quick thoughts about Tim Duncan here. This is how long he's been in the game. This is how long he's been great. When he premiered in the NBA, Justin Verlander was a freshman in high school. Kate Upton was 5 years old.
Just how Vern Dad and Lexham.
Frank Sinatra was still singing and Sonny Bono was still skiing.
And they both definitely bit the dust on
the next year. Yeah.
They both figuratively and literally got run over by a tree.
Correct. Everybody thought George Michael liked chicks.
No, he had been gay by 97, no. Right? Really? Or nope. That hadn't come out yet, excuse me.
I mean, there were probably a select few dudes with a lot of money in their pockets
right.
who knew.
Exactly.
The Ghostbusters were dudes. ESPN yes. reported sports stories. And there were five total UFC events in 1997.
And they all figured Dan Severn, right?
Like Tito Ortiz fought his first fight in 1997.
Did he really?
1997. That's how long Tim Duncan's been that great. And just as a side note, UFC sold for $4 billion Monday morning.
Yeah,
William
talent
Morris.
Agencies, right?
Was it William Morris?
Yeah.
WME? William Morris Entertainment?
Endeavor. So that's crazy that they
oh,
sold
is that
to
what it is? William Morris Endeavor? Are they teaming
they sold
up
to
now?
Talent agencies? That's the future of business? It's just like a funneling of money?
I think if you're Dana
White,
I'll sell it to anybody with $4
billion. Yeah, you
Thank
want
you.
$4 billion? Thank you. Yeah.
I don't give a shit where it comes from. Saudi right. Arabia, dirty oil money? I don't give a shit.
It definitely does.
I don't know. All the people who stole the money from like the Nigerian food that we dropped over there, if they sold it for $4 billion, want to buy
well,
UFC.
That's why we
you
get
got $4
those,
billion. Dollars. Show me the $4 billion.
That's why we get those
suitcase.
Spam emails. You know, yeah. I think Dana White
Nigerian
just answered
prince.
We have a promise to give you $4 billion for your company.
Anything else to say about Tim Duncan before we move on?
Just that I think Pop has a lot to prove next year. You know, he always has had that player. You're right that he has LaMarcus Aldridge. You
Aldridge
mentioned
will step in. I think they'll be just fine.
He'll step in and he'll be great. But the question is, he needed a Hall of Fame player to get to where he was. And I think every coach does. Mm-hmm. Every coach needs a Hall of Famer to get there. Can Aldridge be the Hall of Famer or can somebody else be the Hall of Famer?
Mm. We shall see.
We'll see.
We'll see what the NBA decides to write in their script next week.
Exactly.
All right. Moving on here in the hot mess. Four golfers have pulled out, like the top four golfers have pulled out of the Olympics. So Jordan Spieth was the latest to do so. So that means that the number one, Jason Day, number two, Dustin Johnson, number three, Jordan Spieth, and number four, Rory McIlroy are all out. Number eight, Adam Scott was the first to do so. He's out.
So
I ask you.
Five of the top 10 players in the world are not playing golf. When was the last time golf was an Olympic sport? I don't think I remember that.
I honestly don't care. I hate the Olympics. And I think you're on board with me because the Olympics do two things to me. They dick my MC schedule for the summer because
right.
all of these clients that I work for decided to take their money and buy TV ads and sponsor the American team.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So there's no money for the experiential programs where I get hired to represent people in like parking lots and shit and,
right.
and make my money.
Right.
So I hate the Olympics for that. And number two, it ruins comedy shows for about 2 weeks because
well,
people feel the need instead
comedy.
Of yeah, but not as much. Like I've seen Monday Night Football go on and I've seen like rooms full. Right.
Well, that
so
we
you
would have
I,
to wait till the game is over though before you can start your show.
Kind of and kind of not. It depends who's playing.
And it also depends on the venue. Like, it needs right. to be understood by the owner. But, like, I know people who have run shows in places where they don't have as much control or, like, mm-hmm. understanding of the business of the venue. And so the venue will, like, yeah, they will not start the show till after Monday Night Football. That's just how it's weird, but that's how it is.
Right. Well, now it's 2 weeks of this with the Olympics. So,
right.
like, people won't go, like, you'll do your best to, like, go on Facebook and Twitter to get people to come out to your comedy shows.
Right.
And people will be like, I can't, man. I'm watching the hammer throw. And it's like
who's
watching
the hammer throw?
Right. If the hammer throw is so great, then why isn't it like a professional league? Like, why aren't you out there watching? It's in like the Winter Olympics. Right. Oh, man, the Luge is on tonight. The Luge finals.
No. Hockey is the only thing that matters at the Summer Olympics, the way that basketball and swimming are pretty much the only things that matter at the Summer Olympics. So, like, I wish swimming was more of a thing because I do appreciate its athleticism. For some reason, I don't understand why it's just not. It's an Olympic sport, and that's how it works. But what if, like, I don't know, what if swimming was a thing?
Would I watch it?
I find swimming interesting. I find it good to watch.
It's pretty intense, right?
I mean,
that sounds like something that you would see on NBC Sports on, like, a Sunday afternoon.
It's a race, and races are always interesting. Right. Track and field, I find the races are interesting. I think a few events are, but you're right. There's a lot of throwaways.
I think bowling should be an Olympic sport.
I would love
love watching bowling, like, especially when Pete Weber's playing.
Yeah.
I would watch Olympic bowling.
I would love bowling.
I would take back everything I just said about the Olympics right now. I wouldn't even care that I'd have to rely on my wife's income for the entire summer.
Right.
If bowling was an Olympic sport. So let's see if we can. I hear that the people at the Olympics like bribes. So let's see if we can bribe them and get
the Olympics and soccer are easily bribable sports.
All right, we're going to do. I'm going to ask you one more thing before we move on with the rest of the show here.
Okay.
Worst week in sports.
100%.
Worst week in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you had to watch a sport. Mm-hmm. Let's say you went outside right now, and one of the guys who ran out of his car last night after he hit a cop on a motorcycle down here. That happened here,
really?
Just down the street.
Oh my
a car full of four guys plowed into a cop on his motorcycle.
Oh my
he was fine,
God.
Just two broken wrists. So they ran. They like stopped the car, got out of the car, and ran. So like the ghetto bird was like flying around, like shining lights in our houses and stuff like that. It was crazy.
Oh my
it was
God!
Nuts.
Did they find them?
Yeah, they eventually found them.
Wow.
Except maybe one guy. Let's say he was holding a gun to your head and said, "Watch sports." What would it be? WNBA, golf, soccer, whatever tennis tournament follows Wimbledon, or the Tour de France?
And like soccer, it's not a big event, right? It's like a shit event.
They're doing like qualifiers, I think. Like UEFA qualifiers.
Okay, so it's not the Euro, it's not Wimbledon.
Right.
It's okay.
It's like that's the thing. Every like good event
is over.
Is over.
Yeah. I think that I would have to go with tennis just because of all those sports that you listed. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Of those, yeah.
Again, Adam Ferberg is Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Tour de France, and I'm going to tell you why.
Interesting.
There are some amazing things that happen at the Tour de France.
Right. It is a grueling physical event.
Oh, I don't even care about that. I'm talking about the fact that, like, there's a guy dressed up in a chicken suit running along, running alongside the cyclist, right?
Right.
And one of the cyclists reached out and punched him right in the face. And it's a great Vine. We had it on the Dud. DailyUpperDecker.com, Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, also on the Vine. So we had it as one of our Vines. So they have it in, like, slow-mo, and this, you know, just guy who looks like he drinks, like, 8 days a week, you know, just sitting there in a big chicken outfit running, and he's so close to the bikers that one guy just punches him right in the face.
Or in the beak, excuse me. Decked him in the beak.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. So 2 days before they were riding, and people got to the track first, and they took white spray paint and drew a big dick, knowing that it was going to be on TV. So you see these cyclists go, they drive over like a big
drove over a dick.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my God.
There are guys on like the side wearing like one of those Borat bikinis, like the bright green bikinis. So that's why I would watch the Tour de France. Because
French
at least
people are nuts,
it would
dude.
Put such a big smile on my face that it'd be like, yes, I completely forget
I
that
it.
Right now is the worst time
I
in
love
sports.
That. Okay, well, tennis doesn't have that. So you're absolutely right. You beat me on that one. Is All that right. part of the challenge at the end of the show?
No.
We can't do that because it's not third person.
No, this is the challenge.
Okay.
So we'll save the little bit that is part of like the pile. We'll save that for next week.
Okay.
And hopefully a couple more athletes do some stupid this week because
okay.
none of them are actually in
so
business.
We've already talked our way through the show.
Except we're going to do Fact or Fudge.
Okay.
Just you and I.
All right.
But so you're automatically a champion. No matter what happens here, I should
Yay.
Say you have to get at least one right.
Just like Little League Baseball.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favorite segment here on the Daily Upper Decker. It's time for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
I love when you do that. That means I don't have to like edit it at the end.
No.
I don't have to come back and put like Fact or Fudge.
No, I'm good.
I love it.
I'm good. Right. I can improvise. Everything's live. I like doing things live, Tommy. You know that.
We'll do it live. So I don't know if you heard, but Derek Jeter got married.
He did. Finally, someone already had herpes. Someone already had herpes. So, like, she was totally okay with it. She didn't get mad about it after the fact. That's the thing that they don't tell you about those gift baskets. The gift baskets aren't parting gifts. I'm sorry for the itch. Half of it, you know, the signed baseballs, it's a secret. You melt them down like the doll in Traffic, the movie Traffic, and the substance that you get is not cocaine. It's the secret government-issued Valtrex that only Derek Jeter and Jessica Alba get.
Go on, man. You're on a tear.
Yeah, it's great. This is what it's for. And it clears up the
itch.
It'd
be like if I was at the comedy club right now giving you the light, I would turn it off and say, you get two more minutes.
Go ahead.
You're doing great, man.
This is fantastic. I feel like I've earned it.
So, Derek Jeter, I'll tell you what. Now, a lot of people, they're mad about the herpes thing. You know, I'd be probably pretty mad about it if I was one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, I would still be right now, as we're sitting here, I'd rather be Derek Jeter with herpes than Tommy Gimmel without him.
You know what? Listen,
I'm very comfortable saying that.
Again, he has those gift baskets. He mm-hmm. has the balls that melt down to get like the great government issued Valtrex. Mm-hmm. He's fine. Nothing itches, nothing scratches. It's just sometimes he gives that to another girl.
Do you think they have to sign a waiver? Because by this point, he knows that he has it now, right?
Yeah, but it leaked
like
anyway.
Jose Lima he's dead now, the pitcher, the former Astros.
How did he die? Remember that? Like, that was crazy.
I think it was like a heart attack, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so he had, like, he cheated on his wife, got herpes, and then brought it back, gave it to his wife, and she sued him, and he lost, like, almost $500,000 on it.
Well, she's going to sue him anyway for divorce, so, like, that should be part of the divorce settlement, that he just pays... He pays for her lifetime of treatment.
Well, the biggest part now about STD lawsuits, not that I'm looking them up, but the biggest part is, like, did you knowingly have it?
Right.
So at this point, I think it's pretty obvious that Derek Jeter knowingly has herpes, allegedly,
right,
based on all the rumors. I've never seen it. If you asked me to take a look, I would.
There's a list on Deadspin. Deadspin's right. Deadspin is like, it's like sometimes they take points of view that I love, and then other times, like, oh, you guys are the worst.
Right.
They have a list of people that he's given it to.
Okay, well, that's kind of almost what we're going to do here.
Oh, okay, good.
In today's Fact or Fudge.
Interesting. All right. Well, it sounds like I may be well-versed in the subject matter. So here we go.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Derek Jeter married Hannah Davis, who is the DirecTV genie. Just gorgeous. Gorgeous model.
Wow.
DirecTV genie. And she was also the hot piece of ace in Vacation, who is like the new Christy Brinkley that gets smoked by the semi.
Wow.
So she's beautiful. You know,
are you sure she didn't smoke that semi?
Oh, yeah, oh hey, oh.
Hello, SJWs. Come after me. I need the press.
He's got 4 shows at the Funny Bone.
Woo.
All right, here we go.
I would love to work Funny Bone.
So Derek Jeter, he did it right. He played the field literally while the game was going on and then off the field.
He played the city of New York. He literally put his dick inside of the vaginas inside of the city of New York.
And every girl was willing to do it. And because I bet you, like, every girl was like, I don't care if he has herpes. It's Derek Jeter, shortstop of the Yankees.
They want Derek Jeter's herpes. It's something. It's a story to tell.
Because
why are you scratching yourself?
Like,
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, and then I guarantee, like, they would tell a guy, like, hey, I got herpes. I slept with Derek Jeter last week. And he'd be like, I want those.
Right.
I want to say that I got herpes.
I feel like I got Derek Jeter's herpes, guys.
All right, so Derek Jeter got married to Hannah Davis. He did the right thing.
Right.
Like, in the eyes of society, I mean, actually, he could do whatever he wants.
Meaning
that
she
played the
field.
He stayed single the whole time. He stayed single the whole time he played. It was great.
The first time they were intimate, she was like, listen, I have to tell you something. I have herpes.
And he
was like, will you marry me?
Yes.
Like, that was it. It was right. It was immediate.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when the Derek Jeter story,
right,
you know, airs on. That sounds like a Lifetime movie.
It does.
All right. So, Derek Jeter, this is your Fact or Fudge question.
Here we go.
Adam Furberg. Now, you're automatically a champion because there's no competitor tonight.
Right. And also, Derek Jeter will want to murder us after this show, by the way.
I don't think so. I think he would sign my herpes.
You think?
Hey, Derek Jeter, hey, can you sign my herpes?
Yeah, the scar is perfectly in your name. I made sure to scratch it out for you.
The number 2. All right, here we go. Is this the name of a woman who slept with Derek Jeter?
Okay.
Fact or not?
Okay, here
fudge.
We go. Let's hear it.
A real fact or fudge?
Got it.
Bridget Hall.
Fudge.
Bridget Hall.
Fudge.
That is a fact.
Bridget Hall
is a gorgeous... She's a gorgeous model.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna keep score just to see.
Yeah, I guess I'm like, it'd be better at this if there was porn stars. Then I'd be like, I feel like I had some, you know, I don't
this
know.
Isn't Tiger Woods. This
right.
Is Tara Cheetah
we're talking about. Fuck. It's much better at the Tiger Woods version of this.
Here we go. Kara Petrie.
Fuck. That sounds like a fact.
That's Fudge. She's my cousin.
Oh, shit.
Kara Petrie is my cousin. Sorry, Kara. I'm sure she would have
loved
to.
Tommy, I have some bad news for you. Kara spent some time in New York about 3 years ago.
She hates the big city. I don't believe you.
All right.
So unless he came to play at like the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers
game. He's got a place in the Hamptons, okay? He's got a place in the Hamptons.
Is this the name of a woman who slept with Derek Jeter? Fact or not, Fudge? Amanla Stenberg.
100%, yes.
That's Fudge. She was the young actress who played Rue in The Hunger Games. So I,
damn it.
If it is true that he did, then he probably doesn't want that one getting out because
she
just turned 18.
She was like 14 at the time.
Yeah,
Jesus
if that.
Christ,
yeah.
Tommy.
Amanda Stenberg. Well, you're 0 for 3 right
now. You
really
set me up to sound like a monster.
Joy Enriquez. Joy Enriquez. That is a fact. You're on the board.
Yes, I'm on the board. Listen.
Is this the name of a woman who slept with Derek Jeter or not?
Okay.
Constance Kent.
Yes.
That is Fudge. Constance Kent.
Who the fuck is Constance Kent?
She was a 16-year-old in England who one time slit the throat of her 4-year-old brother, denied it at first. They moved 5 years later. She admitted to it during a confession, and then she was locked up. Constance Kent slit her brother's throat.
At the same time, I feel like
David the old Isaiah Crowell.
Derek Jeter would be doing the world a service if he gave Constance Kent his herpes.
Correct, but this was like 80 years ago, so he'd have to probably dig her out of the ground.
How the fuck did you find this?
I just looked up like famous women murderers.
Okay, good. All right, we got to have a female murderer in all of our...
Rochelle Hollins.
Yes.
Fudge, that is the bartender at Prince of Wales.
Oh. Jesus, I like Rochelle, but I didn't know her last name.
Gabriella Union.
At the same time... Rochelle should like she should be a model. I think that's she's a beautiful lady.
Beautiful,
you know. So at least take that for what you will, Rochelle. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to suggest that you had herpes.
Gabriella Union.
Yes,
that is correct. So you are now two.
See, I'm looking for
two
celebrities,
seven.
And I should just when I don't know recognize the name, I should just say no.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes,
that is Fudge, and I
really?
Think it's because he doesn't have his SAG card.
Really, I thought he did.
I mean, maybe was he on a set of a movie? That's usually who. Can he play guitar?
No.
That's usually who Jennifer Love Hewitt goes for.
Oh, okay.
Mariah Carey.
Yes,
that is a fact. Yeah,
I
that
know
was
that.
One of his first girlfriends.
Right.
Amy Wiesner.
No.
That is correct. That is my wife's sister.
Okay, good.
Guidance counselor, Manitowoc.
I recall you using that. She lives in Manitowoc County?
Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Like in Manitowoc, in Manitowoc County.
Oh, my God.
She did not see Making a Murderer because she's like, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.
But it's going to come back to court. She will know it.
So you got that one, right? Yeah. So,
I did.
All right. So at this point, you are 4 of 10.
Okay.
This would have been the tiebreaker if we would have had somebody else.
Okay.
Abby Buccanero.
Yes.
Fudge, that is a she teaches retards in the McGuanago School District. So that's Fudge. So 4 of 11, ladies and gentlemen. But
all
still,
right.
We didn't have
Listen,
a competitor tonight. So your new
baseball...
Factor Punch champion is Adam Verberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Considering that it's a baseball question, 4 of 11 is a pretty good batting average. So come
it
on,
is.
Give me a break.
It's in the 300s.
Yeah, it's
Way
in the 300s. There you go.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, another great show here on the Daily Upper Decker. Again, you can find us every single day online, dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. And, of course, look for us on The Vine. Anything else you want to say?
You can look me up, Adam Ferberg. It's AdamFeuerberg. Play it back slow. Play it back loud. Play it back clear. It's my name, Adam Ferberg. This is Tommy Gimler. Thank you for having me on the
show.
I'm going
to set the odds
fun.
Tonight that you go home and jerk off to Constance Kent at 5-1.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.